What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rockcast here at the 2020 Western Hunt Expo in Salt Lake City. And I have Josh Boyd with me now, and we're going to talk about a rifle that he's been shooting from Lane Precision. So thanks for taking the time, man.
Yeah, thanks for tracking me down, Jordan.
Heck yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You got a tight schedule.
Yeah, definitely. Let's just kind of dive in and talk about the rifle.
Yeah, you bet. The Dallas Lane of Lane Precision Rifles, he's out of Pocatello, Idaho. He and I worked together. It was last year we kind of connected at Western Hunt Expo and talked about building a rifle and having him come on as a sponsor of Rock Slide and just he could kind of show what he does in his shop. He's a one-man operation. So we kind of kicked that idea down the road a little bit and talked to Robbie and got things worked out and started the build process. And the cool thing is with building a custom rifle is you can choose anything you want, which was awesome. I mean, sometimes it can be overwhelming, like down to what color of fleck do you want on your rifle stock kind of a deal. It's like, I don't know. I got to research it.
Yeah. What actions does he use?
He uses a ton of different ones. I know he is partial to Defiance.
Yep. That's good action.
Yeah, it's a great one. And the action that I ended up choosing from Defiance was the Hunter, the Deviant Hunter GA. I guess it's got the integrated rails on it. So it's I think three slots in the front and two in the rear. So you're kind of limited on where you can put your scope placement, but it cuts weight. So it's a sweet. It's a sweet action, super smooth.
Nice.
And so that action, Dallas has them like DLC coat everything. So like the slides on the bolt are all DLC coated, which is a diamond-like coating. I think that's what it stands for. Just it's super slippery. Mm-hmm. And then he also does the interior of the bolt. So like the firing pin and the inside the shroud, it's all DLC coated.
Okay.
So, I mean, the action is just super smooth. It's just silky.
What else did you choose in the build?
A Proof Research barrel in the Sendero Contour, which is their heavier one. It's 26 inches in length. And I told Dallas kind of the bullets I was intending to shoot, which were kind of a heavy for caliber, long, slippery, high ballistic coefficient bullet. So he put he ordered it in a 1-in-9 twist, it was a 300 Ultra Mag, so it was a 30 caliber. And then he also put a 3-port muzzle brake on the end of it, which isn't the most aggressive muzzle brake, but it's shorter than the other ones. He had some Terminators that add another like couple inches to your barrel length. And I was like, I'm trying to keep my barrel as short as possible because I hunt like a lot of heavy timber and brushy country, so having a shorter trimmer rifle is a little nicer walking through the alder and stuff.
Gotcha.
So I opted for a shorter break.
Awesome.
What else went into that thing?
Stock.
The stock was a Manners EH1 carbon fiber. It's like their elite version, so it's super lightweight but stiff. It's got kind of a vertical grip on it, and you know, for prone shooting, but it still works fairly well shooting offhand or off sticks or something like that.
Did he paint that for you in kind of whatever you wanted?
Yeah. He had it coated. He's got a custom coater right there nearby. I think it's called Snake River Coatings that he uses.
Nice.
And the guy will do just about anything. And that was one of the biggest problems for me was deciding on what kind of look I wanted. So I scoured his Facebook page and his Instagram page and looked at all sorts of examples, and I found a few. I was like, yeah, let's do something like this. And it ended up being like a kind of a cool silvery dark gray camo pattern with some blue flake in it.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's kind of sharp looking, especially in person. It looks kind of nice. It doesn't look like your standard run of the mill tactical looking rifle.
Did we cover barrel length?
Yes, I think I said 26 inches.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was chambered in an Ultra Mag, so I kind of wanted a little longer barrel length to achieve the velocities that thing's capable of. And speaking of velocities, man, Dallas uses custom reamers specific for the bullet that you're gonna use. So he asked me up front, what bullet do you want to use in this thing? And I was like, well, I think I want to try those 220 Hornady ELDX. And he's like, all right. He's like, you don't want to use a burger? I'm like, no, I'm going to try these ELDs. And he's like, all right, I'll throw out your chamber for that bullet. And so by doing that, it allows you optimal cartridge length and free bore. And this is all stuff I'm learning we go, you know. And the velocities that came out of that thing were unreal. I mean, I was getting like 3150, 3170 with a 220-grain bullet.
Oh, man.
So, and you're not going to see that in the factory spec chamber. And so the chambers are match-grade chambers, so they're pretty tight. But all the brass is brand new that I used, and I had no problems, you know. After the initial firing, everything extracted, everything loaded just fine, so...
Cool.
Yeah. Those actions are just, they feed beautifully. And
yeah.
And it had like a double ejector and a nice big heavy duty extractor. So yeah, that's part of having a custom rifle.
Right. Yeah. What scope did you top it off with?
I put on a Maven RS3. They just ended up coming out with that thing. They launched it like first part of it was middle of October. They had like a pre-order.
Yeah, okay.
And I think they became available mid-November. I got a test scope in August. Initially, when I was developing loads for it, I had a RS1 on it, the 2.5 to 14. But then I ended up swapping it out for that RS3, which is it's a lighter weight, long-range capable scope, 5 to 30 power. It's a 50-millimeter objective on it. It's got a really nice reticle in it. It's got kind of like a floating dot. It's a first focal plane reticle, so it gets larger as you dial up the magnification.
Yeah.
But it did that little tiny dot is awesome at high magnification. It doesn't cover up anything. So, it's a great scope. Yeah, I'm loving it. And it's like 26.5 ounces or something.
Nice.
Short, compact. Very reliable dialing. I haven't had any issues with it.
Mountain scope.
Yep. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah, the intended use for this was kind of, I wouldn't call it a mountain rifle. Well, maybe I would. It's not a sheep rifle.
Yeah.
I wanted something that wasn't super lightweight. I wanted something that was capable of shooting long range, but I also wanted it to be packable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of that trade-off that you're trying.
You're
just trying to get that balance where it's like, if this thing was any heavier, I wouldn't carry it where I want to go hunt. Like, I do a lot of backpack hunts, and carrying an 11-pound or 13-pound rifle is just not acceptable.
Right. Yeah.
This thing, fully scoped, ended up being 9.5 pounds, which is pretty decent.
Yeah.
But, like I said, it's not skinny sheep rifle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not 7 pounds or 6 pounds fully scoped. So, but it shoots great. I mean, it shoots like a heavy rifle.
Yeah. Let's kind of go through what'd you use it on this year?
I packed it all over the place. I had 3 elk tags in 3 different states. So I hunted, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and I ended up killing an elk in Montana with it. And a black bear in Montana with it. It was a pretty large black bear. I carried it all over on backpack. And they were all mostly backpack hunts. The elk ended up, funny enough, I shot the elk at 80 yards. But this is a testament to kind of to the build. It was pretty functional. Just throwing it to my shoulder quickly. The bull was standing there. I tracked it in the snow, and he was looking over his butt at me at 80 yards, getting ready to bolt. And I had 5 seconds to make up my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a tiny target, and the rifle held steady. I don't know if a lightweight rifle would have been as steady. It would have been a little more whippy, but as soon as I threw it up, it was steady. Pulled the trigger, dead elk.
Awesome.
The black bear was more extended. It wasn't super far, but it was, 340 yards. So it was a poke out there a ways. And I mean, it was having the higher magnification of that scope and just the stability of that rifle on a bipod. It was made the shot easy.
Yeah.
And you just having the confidence of having a really super accurate rifle.
Oh,
just goes such far.
confidence is everything.
Yeah.
I've been going round and round with a little rifle that I have. Yeah, it hasn't been good. But I'm sure that thing shot awesome groups. How far did you shoot it?
Yeah, I tested, I shot it out to 1,000 yards because I wanted to kind of validate my ballistics.
Yeah.
I shot it a ton at 100 yards and 200 and 300. All, you know, I shot it a ton, developing loads.
Mm-hmm.
And it shot, like, the test loads that Dallas developed for it. That's kind of nice thing about having a rifle from Dallas is he'll go out and test it, and he'll develop some potential loads for
you.
Yeah,
that's
and big. Send you all the load data with the targets associated with it. And they were all, like, 0.2, 0.3 three-shot groups at 100 yards. So tight,
man,
super
awesome.
Tight. And then that carried out to 1,000 yards for me in the field position. So I was shooting 1,000 yards, just, you know, laying in the dirt, target stuck over on a hillside, wind, variable wind, and I was getting like 4-inch groups, 5-shot groups at 1,000. So it's like you
half
cannot
minute right there.
Beat
that's
that.
All, you know, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
So it's, yeah, confidence inspiring, yeah, for sure.
So what do you, when you purchase a rifle from him, is it a package? Or can you do like a big package deal with maybe a scope? You can choose a scope you want to put on it.
He'll do anything you want. That's the nice thing about it. If you want to send an action to him and have him put a steel barrel on it, I mean, he'll do whatever you want. Or you can just buy a fully tricked out system.
Nice.
Yep. It'll all come shipped in a beautiful custom foam cut Pelican case.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, you open that thing up, it's like better than Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is a package like that run?
So his stuff starts out around 2,800, depending on kind of the parts that you want.
Yeah.
And the action you're running in the stock. And they go up from there. You know, I don't really know exactly what that rifle would run. It'd probably be closer in the $5,000 yeah, range, maybe $4,000 to $5,000,
yeah,
just depending on the how much they need to do to the stock in the coating,
right?
What barrel you want on it, what brake, all that stuff. So it's, yeah, it's they're expensive.
Yeah, but it's pretty a la carte. I mean,
it is. Yeah, yeah, you can choose whatever you want.
Yeah,
and it's, you can choose. Yeah, the nice thing is you can choose your twist. And you can choose your kind of your chamber throating. Those are the two big benefits,
yeah,
to buying a custom rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have a little bit of a say in how it looks and have a little bit of pride in, like,
oh, exactly,
the color combinations and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that goes a long way. Like, you know, I have a custom rifle it's mine, you know? Like, I'm never going to get it. It's not like I just walked into wherever and just bought it off the shelf and,
right,
then, you know, trade in and trade out. Couple years down the road, I'll have that thing forever.
Right. Yeah, and the nice thing is, also, like, you know it's going to shoot. Like, if you go in and buy a rifle off the shelf, there is the possibility that you just might get a lemon.
Yeah.
And it just didn't, yeah, get tested properly, and it just doesn't eject, or something's screwy with it, and you read stuff about that online all the time. But with a custom rifle, and I know this is Dallas's procedures, he tests every one personally, develops a load for it to make sure it shoots. He'll send you the target with it to show you what it's capable of. And if it doesn't meet your expectations, he'll make it right. So you can send it back. He won't ship them out unless they shoot a half minute.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Guarantee.
I mean,
half minute is
really
tiny.
Real quick, I just want to touch on your caliber selection. Why did you choose the 300 Ultra?
I like 30 caliber rifles,
yeah,
or bigger.
I
grew up hunting, you know, the thick timber north woods of Montana where shots are typically close, but they can be a little further out. But I just like a big, heavy bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've shot lots of things with a 7 millimeter stuff. I have a 28 Nosler. I used to have a 7 short mag. I've got a 6.5 short action ultra. They just don't kill elk like a 30 caliber does.
I agree.
that surface area of that bullet, you know, is it plays into it a lot.
Yeah.
So I like a big, heavy bullet that can just punch through stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, I was on the 6.5 284 kick for quite a while, and I still have that. But Yeah, for elk, I kind of had a bad experience with an elk, and one of them that if I would have been shooting like a 300, he'd be dead. But I think there wasn't enough punch for like those, not that it was a marginal shot, but it's just kind of how everything played out, right? I mean,
right.
You can't always hit him exactly where you want to every
right.
time, I guess.
Yeah, and I think like a big 300 Magnum, it could be a 300 PRC or 300 Win, 300 Ultra. They're just more versatile for like hunting North America in general.
Yeah.
They're good for big bears if you need. If you ended up going up to Alaska to shoot a big bear, mm-hmm. they'll be fine. And, you know, you could take them down to the Southwest and shoot coos deer. I mean, dead's dead, right?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as overkill, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. And I agree.
And I don't believe a big Magnum destroys meat any more than a super high velocity, zippy, small bullet does.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But they penetrate deeper and they hit with more force.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I know you did this review and it's up, so I will post to that
okay.
in the description. And then I know that you have a thread up as well.
Yes.
With it. So if people want to go over and ask questions, they can certainly do that.
Yes. And there's also a video review, or actually an overview more or less
yeah.
on the YouTube page.
Cool.
So, yeah, ask away, hit me up. I know Dallas Lane, he's on the thread. He answers questions that I can't answer, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
He'll jump
yeah.
in, and like, we got some questions people had, like, I couldn't answer. But he jumped in. He's like, yeah, this is why we're doing it this way. And he's super knowledgeable. So it would have been great if we could have had him on today. But he bailed yesterday.
He bailed. He was yeah. like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, appreciate you coming back on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And,
yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we'll
it's great being face-to-face.
Yeah, it is, instead of over the phone with a Skype delay.
Yeah.
Talking over each other.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it
I
does.
Like it.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Cool. Thanks, Jordan.